Hello. Welcome, my pet, to the playroom. A space for learning about oneself and pleasures that you won't get anywhere else. And I am your mistress that will help guide you through this. You can call me Miss Kokichi, or whatever feels comfortable to you, my dear pet. Now, in this session, we are going to be doing a more jerk-off instruction to help build up your orgasm and ultimately deny or release you from all that pent-up tension. Personally, I love this since I can easily have you build up your orgasm just to have it all in my hands on whether you get to come or not. Seeing your face build up with anticipation and hoping you get to come, but that all falls upon me to let you come or not. Well, why don't we get started, my dear pet? I'm really excited to see what teasing will make you feel the best and really pull that precious seed out of those balls. Does that sound good to you, my pet? Does having your orgasm controlled by your miss sound like a wonderful idea? I thought so. How about we start our instructions by taking off all your clothing, besides your boxers? I want to prep you before we start directly playing with that cock of yours. I'll give you a second to do so. Good boy. Now that you only have your boxers on, why don't you start by running your hands slowly down your sides, and start by touching your neck. Imagine it's me running my soft fingers down your body, making your skin tingle as I start running my hands down this wonderful chest of yours. Touching down to your cute stomach and moving my hands around those hips of yours. Does that feel nice, sweetie? The way my hands just brush your body with such ease. Or how I just moan to get a nice rise out of you. Because I think I love that the most right now. Yeah? You do? Oh, that's lovely to hear. But let's get back to teasing this cock of yours. Continue moving your hands down your thighs. Remember, you don't get to touch your cock yet. I will decide when you get to do that. Good boy. Now, let's just run your hands up and down those thighs of yours. Just imagine it's my own hands doing this to you. Just rotate, touching those thighs from inside and out. I can imagine your face right now. Oh, it must be adorable. Thinking about how your face is trying to keep all that pleasure contained. but shifting your face to try and hide those absolutely precious expressions from me. Tell me, my pet, do you want to take off those boxers yet? Is my teasing becoming a little frustrating, as your thighs are the only things that are getting any stimulation? Leaving that nice hard cock trapped in those boxers. Oh, fuck. My good boy, if you want to touch that cock so badly, you're going to have to beg for it. Go ahead. Beg. Beg if you want those boxers off. You can start by telling me how aching it is. Maybe, Mistress, please let me take off my boxers. I need to touch my needy cock. It's so hard for you. Say it. That is my good boy. Such needy begging does put a smile on my face. Also, I think I will allow such a request. I mean, you did beg so cutely for your mistress. I think it's only fair we get those boxers off of you. I'll give you a second to take them off. There we go. Now your cock is out for me to see. Oh, so fucking sexy you are, baby boy. Your cock is so lively and full of energy. Is that all for me? Oh, that's good. Let's not waste a second more and start our teasing. Let's start with a nice peace sign stroking to start out with. It's quite simple. Just form a peace sign with your fingers and put your index and middle finger on the side of your cock, applying pressure to the sides. Yeah, just like that, pet. Now, just move your fingers up and down your cock, applying stimulation on both sides. Just imagine that it's me running my two fingers on the outside of that needy cock. Maybe telling you sweet nothings in your ear. Oh, fuck. Just like that. You're doing so well. Telling you how good you're being for me. I love how my pet's being so nice and obedient for me. Just teasing himself and taking it all for me. Gets me worked up. All wet. Fuck. Alright, let's change your hand position with a nice claw grip. Yeah. I think I want to see your face doing exactly what I think it will do. Well, the claw is a simple hand position where your hand will be hovering over the head of your cock, and you will use your fingers to create that motion of a claw grabbing a toy. In this case, the toy will be the head of your cock. But you will need extra lubrication to make it feel even better for you. So, if you want, you can take a moment to apply your own lube, or even just suck on your fingers, my pet, just to make it more pleasurable for you. Go ahead, get those fingers nice and lubed up for me. Good. Now that we have your fingers nice and lubricated, just start by moving your hand down your cock, getting all the way to the base, then running them back up your cock, adding pressure as you get to your head. How did that feel? Good. Well, let's do it again. Run those fingers back down nice and slow. And just pay attention to the way your fingers move back up your cock as they touch the head. Just imagining that it's my hands on you is getting me nice and wet when I get to hear such pleasure from you. Also, remember to give me those sweet moans of yours. I do not want you to keep those moans in. Let them go free for your mistress. Oh, good boy. Just imagine it's my hands on that cute cock of yours while I just moan in your ear. Maybe even leave a few kisses as I do it. Because if I really was there with you, you know I wouldn't allow you to even touch that cock of yours. Yeah. It would be all mine to play with. To tease, and eventually make you come. But since I can't be there right now, I want you to take over for me and show me all the pleasure that cock feels from my touch. Fuck yes, keep going up and down, nice and slow. Feel those wonderful sensations. Now, my pet, give it a nice twist as you go up your cock. I want to hear how you sound when I do this to you. Go ahead. Do it. That's just music to my ears. Hearing those sexy moans from the way I would touch you. Gets me so fucking wet. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Keep going, baby. I want to hear how good you feel doing that little twist again. Oh. Fuck. You're so adorable. One more time, baby. Just go down to the base. And then up with that. Oh. West. There you go. But now, hands off your cock. Yeah. Just let your cock just throb without any stimulation for a bit. Watch it for a second as it wishes that your hands would touch it again. It's such an adorable sight, seeing that need build and build in you, just waiting for my next instruction. How about you give it a nice blow of air, really quick for me, right in the cockhead for me, just a little. Good pet. Seeing your cock ache from just air alone was just what I needed. Now, we can move on to the next set of instructions I have for you. What should we do next? No. Not that. I don't think we'll do that one either. I got it. Why don't you put a tight grip around that cock of yours, right on the base of your cock, and just keep it there. Yeah, just like I want you to just hold that needy cock in place with a nice, tight grip. And while that happens, I'll just, make myself come. Lucky you. You not only get to touch your cock, but you get to hear me as I come. I'll just, start by lubing up my fingers. Oh, I wish my fingers were your cock right now. I'm sucking you ever so sensually on the tip. Making you feel so fucking good and driving you absolutely crazy. But I guess I'll just have to settle with my fingers. I'll just slip them in like. So. Fuck! Don't you fucking wish you were inside me right now? Oh, I'm so fucking wet. You'd love to have my cum just dribble all over you. Just soaking my scent into that cock of yours. And having you deep inside me. As I just ride you harder. And faster. And deeper. Fuck yeah. And maybe after. I'll just rub my clit against you. Just come. I love your cock twice. Oh my god. I'm so close already. Amazing. Oh. My. Well, now that I've gotten off, I suppose we can focus back on that hard, needy cock of yours. And I think we can start with some different tempo strokes, don't you think?
Yeah.
I knew you'd agree. Why don't you go ahead and start with a fast tempo to start out with? Just remember not to come until I say so. Good pet. Now, just keep that pace and do not come. I want you to be ready for what we have later. God, you look so pretty holding it in together. Oh, does it feel good to stroke that cock so fast for your mistress? I'm definitely enjoying the view. Especially since I can tell you to stop. There you go. Oh, that is my good boy. I know. It's all wiggling about. So adorable. But I won't be too mean. I'll just have you go nice and slow. So, go ahead. Stroke nice and slow. My baby boy. That's it. I know it's not as stimulating as going fast and hard, but this allows me to see every stroke and all of the agony that comes from your face whenever your hand goes up and down that shaft. Fuck, this really pleases me. Just keep it up. You just need to stay in there for a little bit longer, my baby boy. Then you can change up the pace. Keep giving me those moans, darling. I want to hear all the pleasure that comes from my commands. Just a sweet little... Oh, fuck! Give me another one, baby, and then I'll let you change that pace for me. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Now, you may pick up the pace, sweetheart. I want you to get right to the edge. Don't hold back. Get right to the brink. Oh, fuck. You like how I moan for you, baby boy? Just thinking about how good that cock would feel inside of me, thrashing around, getting strangled by my pussy, showing you how good of a pet you can be for your mistress. Come on, baby. Get right to the edge. I'll give you a countdown from 5. 5. Yes. Counting down now. 4. I hope you're right there. Fuck, I would love to feel that load gush in me. 3. And I'm going to need those hands off. Oh, I'm sorry. I just don't think that was the right countdown for you. I personally prefer a 10 count for my submissive little bitches. But I love seeing that frustration build up in you. It makes the orgasm that much better when I give it to you. Here, I'll make it up to you by starting the next countdown. Just remember, don't come until I say so. Good. Now, place that hand back on that cock of yours. There you go. Now that we have you ready, we can start the countdown and tease that cum right out of you. 10. Come on, baby boy. Stroke for me. Nice and fast. I want you to be ready when I get you ready to come. 9. Fuck. You look so sexy when you stroke like this. You're just so determined to feel that pleasure. 8. I can't wait till you come, baby. Where would you like to come, if given the choice? Maybe your mistress's tits? Or my ass? 7. Or maybe you prefer to come in my mouth. Is that it, sweet boy? You want to come in my mouth. No, I think you want to pump me full of your seed instead. 6. Fuck, I want to feel that come pump into my pussy, my little pet. I want to see you drain those balls for me. 5. Stroke it, my good boy. Stroke that cock faster for your mistress. The faces you're making are so fucking adorable. 4. You're getting closer, baby. Yeah? Fucking hold that edge. Don't come just yet. Not yet, my sweet boy. 3. Oh, we are just about there. Come on, just 2 more numbers. 2. Fuck, baby. Get ready to come. I want you to bust that hot load for me. I hope you're ready. And 2. Oh, I am sorry, my pet. I just had to get that last little tease in. All right, enough playing around. 1. Come, my sweet boy. Come for your mistress. Dump your good boy seed for me. I want it all. That's a good boy. Drain those balls of all that cum. All for me. Good fucking boy. Oh, good boy. Now, wasn't that amazing, my dear pet? Worth the teasing, perhaps? Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad my instructions brought you so much pleasure. Mwah. Now, why don't you get yourself cleaned up, dear, and get ready for bed. Or a productive day. Maybe next time we can try some new techniques, or perhaps some toys. I don't know. You'll just have to wait and see. Goodbye, my sweet pet.